The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Your family's financial future is in the spotlight today. And with me is Jay Peroni. Jay's an author, fiduciary, a certified financial planner. He's senior portfolio manager for Faith Investor Services. He also is my friend and shepherds our family finances as well. Jay, how are you doing this week?
Better than I deserve, Tom, but doing fantastic today. Excited about today's show.
That's right. Aren't we all? I'm excited too. Jay, you know, I've been thinking about this. Are people asking you to screen and clean their investments? And what kinds of things do people discover or say to you as part of the process?
Yeah, so screening and cleaning, Tom, their investments involves reviewing a portfolio to ensure that it aligns with their Christian values. That's first and foremost. We also look at the risk tolerance and their financial goals as part of the process too, which is really nice. But the ethical concerns, you know, if you're concerned about supporting companies that are giving money to Planned Parenthood or about abortion or pornography or explicit entertainment or even stem cell research or countries that are persecuting Christians and you don't want any of your investment dollars going to those causes, that's why the screen and clean process is there. So we're going to, just like Proverbs 27 says, be sure to know the state of your flocks. We're going to look at where you're investing and make sure it lines up with your faith and values, and make sure that it is in line with God's word. We also want to look at someone's risk level, the fees that they're paying, and their diversification as well. So it's a big, complete picture, both ethical and financial review. If you have a 401k, an IRA, maybe a Roth, annuities, we can review all of that. 30,000 investments we can look at, see does it pass the biblical screens or fail, and we can give you alternatives. Most people don't realize this, Tom, but there are over 30,000 investments, 10,000 different stocks, and 93% of those pass the biblical screens, 93%. So that means there are thousands of choices and alternatives. So we don't have to worry about, we're only going to have a few choices. But some of the things that people tell us, you know, Jay, I was so surprised. I thought that my manager, my Christian manager, was doing this for me. And we find all kinds of things, pastors. We find a lot of different people that they thought they were doing the right thing. But then we dive in and look at where they're actually investing, and it's not lining up with their faith and values. Some other things that we find, they have a risk tolerance mismatch. Many portfolios carry more or less risk than they were expecting, and they're leaving some gains on the table, or maybe taking too much risk. And when the markets go down, they're going to go down even further than the markets. So you see underperformance in this process. I also see a lot of lack of diversification. People have too much in technology stocks. If they have it in the S&P 500, they're like, well, I got 500 companies, but they don't realize that the top 10 companies in the S&P are about 40% of your portfolio. You thought you were broad-based and diversified, but you're really putting all of your money into 10 stocks, and most of those don't pass the biblical screens. And I also see a lot of people have very complex portfolios. They're taking too many positions. They don't really have a good process, and they have hidden fees also. So a lot of this we can uncover through the screen and clean process. It doesn't take a ton of time. Go to faithandretirement.com, set up your appointment. We just need to know, what do you own? So you want to have your most recent statements. We'll go through those. We'll take a deep dive, look at your 401k, your annuities, your IRAs, look at all your investments. And we'll spend that time. Our team takes hours to go through these portfolios. And really, we'll come back with a specialized report for you. Here's what you're supporting. Do you want to do something about it? That's the next question. The first part is knowledge. The second part is actually taking action. We can help you do both.
I love that. We're talking to Jay Peroni. And I heard that even one of the biggest denominations in the United States, as they examined where the investments for the denomination itself were going, They were shocked with what they found. And you also mentioned hidden fees, which is something we should talk more about, because that is a little landmine for a lot of people's financial future. Get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by Jay Peroni. Don't wait. You can get your free download right now at the website, faithandretirement.com. And free is a pretty good offer. You got to like that. Give Jay a call at 800-270-7310 with your questions. Warren Buffett once said, if you mix your politics with your investment decisions, you're making a big mistake. Jay, what do you think? How would you respond to that?
I think on the surface, Tom, you know, he's right. You know, if you're just investing when you've got a Republican in the White House or a Democrat in the White House and you're just playing pure politics, it can be a recipe for disaster. You can really leave a lot of gains on the table. And our team looked at this from 1961 through 2024. If you stayed invested that whole time, your money would have grown from $10,000 if you started with that to $6 million. Now, if you just chose, hey, we've got a Republican in the White House, that's when I'm going to invest, it'd only be $100,000. If you picked, I'm only going to invest when there's a Democrat, it'd be about $600,000. So huge difference just staying invested. So if you're just playing pure politics, I don't think it's wise. But that doesn't mean you can't care about where you're investing. You can make a difference with your investment dollars. A lot of people are getting away from wokeism and ESG and being more biblically responsible. And you can get good results doing that and also avoid the companies that violate or are clearly violating God's word. And really, there are some passages that really come to mind when I think of stewardship. Genesis 2, taking care of God's creation. Integrity, look at Proverbs 16, investing in companies with honesty and fairness, avoiding wickedness. Psalm 1, avoiding investments in morally corrupt businesses. Then I look at wealth and justice as well from Proverbs, honoring God with your resources. And a social responsibility, supporting justice and caring for the oppressed in Isaiah 1. And then also avoiding greed from 1 Timothy, seeking ethical profits, not wealth for wealth's sake. And then investing for God's glory. I love 1 Corinthians, making financial decisions to honor God. And that's really what we encourage here on this show, Tom, is really putting your faith first and investing in a way. And looking at it, you know, if Jesus was on the other side of the table and he looked at your portfolio, would these be the kind of companies that he'd want to be investing in? Companies that are making abortion drugs, or countries like China that are persecuting Christians, or Middle East countries that want to bomb the heck out of the country here in the U.S. So we want to really avoid companies that are clearly evil. There are good, bad, and ugly choices. Let's avoid the bad and ugly ones and support the good ones, and you still can get those faithful returns. We've been able to show it through our portfolio returns. It's not a guarantee, of course, but we found that you can get good returns and do so in a faithful manner. We call them faithful returns. And you can look at our Christian stock fund, PRAY, on the New York Stock Exchange. It's a 60 to 70 Christian companies that have been biblically screened, and it's gotten over 14, almost 15% over the last year. So you can get good results and do so in a faithful manner.
Well, you're saving and investing for retirement already, and that's great. But do you know where your investment dollars are actually really going? This is your place for biblically responsible investing. We're talking to Jay Peroni, and you can reach out to Jay with your family questions, no obligation, 800-270-7310 right now. What's the practical difference between active management, Jay, and passive management? And how does your team at Faith Investor Service really go about managing money for clients?
Yeah, so let's first dive into passive management, Tom, and look at what that is. So the goal really is to match the market. And the market tends to be the S&P 500 in most cases. So 500 of the largest companies. As I mentioned earlier in the show, 40% of those 500 companies are being driven by 10 companies. So 10 companies in that 500 are 40% of the returns. But the goal really is to match the market performance. When you're passive, your approach is to invest in broad-based ETFs and do minimal buying and selling. It tends to have a little bit lower fees because you're not having an active manager. But the risk is, if the markets are going down, you're going down with the market. If the markets are going up, certainly you go up with the market. And really, an example of that would be an index tracking the S&P 500 would be really an example of passive management. On the active side, the goal is to outperform the markets by making informed decisions. The approach is to have a manager that's going to be selecting the stocks. They could be biblically responsible now. They could also be less than 500 companies, maybe some of the best within the S&P 500. The cost can be a little higher because you're hiring someone to do the management. And there could be some more risks. Certainly the manager could take more risk, less risk. And an example you'd have, the Prey Fund is a perfect example of an actively managed fund where we're selecting 60 to 70 stocks. We're trying to outperform the indices. We're going to get defensive when the markets are going down. We can go to cash. We can go defensive within the sectors we're owning. And that's really how we manage money at Faith Investor Services. It's a hands-on approach. The cost is a little more than a passive index fund. But really, we're going to uphold your biblical values and also use tactical management. When times are good, we're going to put the pedal to the metal, try to maximize your returns. But when we see things trouble brewing, we're going to get defensive. We can go to gold and silver. We can go more cash. We can hedge your portfolio. And that's really what we believe in at Faith Investor Services, is taking an active tactical approach to help our investors keep Christ at the center of their portfolio, but also have an active management team that's looking at and really getting to know our clients and investing to try to uphold their goals and get those faithful returns, as I mentioned earlier.
This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. Jay, I heard a story, a news story of an elderly couple who rented an RV. And so he was driving along and he decided, I'm getting kind of hungry. So he pressed cruise control and went back to the kitchen to make a sandwich. And that's what I picture, that visual image of passive management. And of course, he crashed on the side of the road. So we don't
Yes.
want our listeners to do that, but it happens. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. And you can learn more about us at faithandretirement.com. And Jay, a huge number of people in America work for federal, state, and local governments and in education, including my bride, as we talked about. Can you help those folks? And what kinds of unique situations are they facing?
Yeah, so as a certified financial planner, I work with people of all different stages of life and different backgrounds. And one of the things I help with and specialize in is retirement planning and pension planning. So whether you have a TSP or 403B or you have some sort of retirement account, we can help you make heads or tails, how to invest that if you've left that organization or you now have another job. Let's look at your rollover options. Let's look at your pension options. What can you do with some of that money? Let's look at those healthcare benefits. What are some of the tax implications for moving some of this money around? And how do we make sure your family has security if something happens to you? And we can also have some education-specific challenges. How do we save for kids and grandkids? And how do we do some estate planning and budgeting and cash flow analysis? We lead with holistic, biblically based financial planning. So whether your background is in the employment sector, private sector, or the public sector, we can help you and look at some of those unique situations you might have, maybe with this new administration, you may be getting laid off or maybe having to find a new job or new opportunity. We can help you sort that out and look at what do you do with those old funds? How do you make sure that it's not going to, you're not going to pay too much in taxes? There are a lot of unique things that come from being a government worker, and we can help you make heads or tails of that and get you going in the right direction.
That's why it's so good to get wise counsel for your personal finances, especially somebody who understands the biblical ramifications of investing. So what's it like with your clients, Jay? I know you run into this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When they stop getting a paycheck deposited into their account and they actually retire, what's their mindset? Are they scared?
I mean, a lot of people, it's a new stage of life, right? A lot of people don't like change. I don't know if you're like me. I don't like change too,
I've noticed
too much.
This. Yeah.
And retirement's a major life change. It's normal to have concerns, even as Christians. You know, we're not to be consumed by a spirit of fear. We want to be consumed by a spirit of faith, right? Turning to our maker, turning to our creator, who has designed us to be fearless. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that we're looking at what some of the common concerns are. Financial security would be number one. You know, will your savings last? Will I run out of money? And you don't want to run out of money before you run out of life, right? You want to make sure that you've got something there. So that's one thing that we do to address that. And our Retirement Analyzer program really helps to make sure you've got a solid roadmap prior to retirement. If you've just retired, we can still do some planning for you. We want to look at rising healthcare costs, inflation, look at how much you're going to get from Social Security and pensions. When should you take Social Security? How are you going to account for if you need long-term care in retirement? And another thing that I see that a lot of people don't talk about is a lot of my clients feel, at least initially, a loss of purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I see when people die. They lose purpose. They no longer have that fight or drive anymore, and it really kills them, literally. So you want to have a sense of purpose. There's nothing in the Bible that talks about retirement. And I don't think it's biblical. We retire from something, maybe a job or career or business, to something else. As long as you're here, you're still breathing air, you're called to do more. God is still not done with you. And that's really where I help people is look at what can we do? What can we do to get you involved, to make sure you're still active in the community and in your church and ministries and still fighting and doing things to advance God's kingdom, and make sure you're not isolated socially. And then also health issues can start to creep up. And those are the things I've had people have to retire because they come into health issues. So we want to, again, make sure you have a solid roadmap that if any of these challenges come up, we're addressing them and making sure you've got a plan to address the market ups and downs to make sure you're not going to run out of money, not pay too much in taxes, and have a plan for long-term care. And that's really the advantage of working with a certified financial planner like myself, who's biblically based. We're going to use the Bible as our wisdom here in trying to create that plan. And that's what we offer at faithandretirement.com. If you're close to retirement or thinking of retiring, want a second opinion, set up an appointment. There's no cost for it. We'll spend 30, 45 minutes, go through your situation, and we'll come up with a game plan for you to see if you are in good shape or not.
That's right. No obligation. Give Jay a call. Set it up at 800-270-7310, 800-270-7310. I was thinking about that, and we've talked about this, that the product you offer isn't even really financial wisdom. Ultimately, it's about peace of mind.
It is.
And sleeping well at night. Personally, Jay, I was thinking about this. If I had to choose, I'd rather avoid losses in our retirement accounts than get gains. Any thoughts on that? Is that a common view?
Yeah, I had a gentleman from New England. That's where I grew up, in the Boston area, and he lived not too far from where I grew up. And he said, Jay, I've just never had any luck in the market. He said, if you want to know when not to invest, it's when I start to get into the market, because he seems to have the worst timing. And he said, Jay, I'd rather not lose. I'd rather have the return of my principal than return on principal. And he just was of the mindset that he'd rather just be steady, you know, just he had it all in CDs. And I said, well, that's not really the answer either, because if you find out your real rate of return, if you take, let's say you're getting 4% in a CD and it's in an IRA account, well, you factor out, you take out inflation, well, there's 3 or 4%. So now you're at break even. But now when you pull that money out of the IRA, you're paying taxes. So you're actually losing money. So if you want to guarantee that you're going to lose money, sometimes investing in those CDs or what seem like safe investments are actually very dangerous because you're not keeping up with inflation and taxes. So one of the alternatives that we offer our clients is guaranteed income for life. We use a lot of insurance-based products that have low fees that help them participate in the upside of the market. If times are good, they can get some upside gains, but they don't go backwards. If the market's going down, they're not going backwards, and they can get some guarantees as well. Some of them are 7-8% per year income benefits that no matter what the market does, they're going forward each year. So some of these can be a solution for part of your plan. I love having Social Security, guaranteed income for life, and then having some market exposure so you can get ahead of inflation and taxes. And that to me is really the perfect plan. Those three buckets: Social Security, private pension or a pension, and then market related for some growth. You know, could be real estate, could be gold, silver, just some things to get ahead of inflation and taxes.
Very good. Well, this is unfair because we've only got about 60 seconds left, Jay. But is it wise for people to keep all their investments in firms that are based in the U.S.?
I'm hearing more of that. You know, certainly with our president, Make America Great Again, you know, there's a big focus here on America First. And over the last 10 years, U.S. stocks have done much, much better than foreign stocks. There's left more safety. You know the regulations, you know the environment you're in. International investments, you've got currency risk, you've got different accounting standards in some cases. And the performance, as I mentioned, for the U.S. markets has been far superior to the foreign markets. But we still believe that owning some foreign companies that have our quality, that have good biblical values, can also be part of a plan in our Prey ETF. About 10% of the fund is foreign stocks. But we still believe domestic U.S. companies are the way to go. But there are some great companies that are domiciled or headquartered outside of the U.S., but they still do a lot of their business here in the state. So as a whole, you can keep it all domestic, but as a wise planner, I believe diversification, mostly U.S., but we'll also look at some foreign companies when it makes sense.
Well, you spend all your time studying this stuff, and I'm glad you're on my side, my friend. He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children, it will be a refuge, Proverbs 14 says. Thank you so much for listening today to today's edition of Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Remember to give Jay a call, 800-270-7310, and go to the website, faithandretirement.com, and get your free book, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.